What's a turn?
Hmm?
A turn. Is there such thing as a turn of meal? Or when you go to get...
A turn of meal? Well, you could grind a ton of meal, all right. You said ton, D-O-N?
I said turn.
Turn.
Turn, yeah. Is it when you stand in line, you take your turn?
Oh, yeah, that's what they'd have to do. I had to cook that. You couldn't grind every man's corn. And I had a time with that. They'd come in, now I nub my corn, and there ain't no weevils in mine, and this, that, and the other. Well, there wasn't no weevils in this other either. And now we'll trade, we'll take your toll and trade. If you want to. You'll have to leave your corn. It may be here a week, just when I get to the end of that line back there. Then I'll... put your corn in. That one fellow there, he said he didn't like them weevils in his corn. And all of this, that and everything, you know, he's a kind of a...
They'd come in all right now, anyway. I love my corn, and I ain't no weevils in mine, and it's that and the other.
He come in one day, and I just fixing to start the mill. And he had about 100 pounds of corn. Pretty corn. But now, whether you know it or not, all corn
when I get to the end of that line
has got
there.
A little black spot in the kernel of that corn. And that don't blow out through the blower. That's in the corn.
That one fellow
he wanted his own corn. I said, all right. I haven't got a grain in the hopper, and I'll pull yours in. So pulled it in, and it started coming out. And them black specks in the grits and in the meat. Now that, Elmer, I know that of my corn we poured in there, but it didn't have no weevils in it. I said, neither has this weevil or grits. I said, but every grain of corn in there has got a black spot in the kernel.
That don't blow out.
Well, I didn't know that. I said, well, just go to taking them grains out and open it yourself. It was just as good as any other part of the corn that was there. That was a part of the corn. That was a part of the kernel of the corn. But you had a time of convincing folks of that sometime. I said we grinding when you see them black spots and specks in there. We were grinding weevils up in there. There wasn't a chance in the world for weevils to get to a rock. Because it was a time back there on that mill blowing at 90 miles an hour. And all of that corn, every grain of corn that dropped down through there, if it wasn't a solid grain of corn, it didn't go through because that fan blew it out. Blew it right on out of there. There wasn't no sign or nothing way in there. Blew it out. And it went right on out, down through there, and on up the elevator into the sifter. Sift the meal out, the chaff out, and the grits went one way, the chaff and the meal went the other.
Wow.
So it was a good back there on that ground of many a ton of that stuff.
Yeah, all of that corn,
a
every grain
of
corn
that got
down today, if it wasn't a solid grain of corn, it
didn't
go through.
One little boy.
With that on out of it. With no time or nothing.
About 1 o'clock in the day, and he had hung in with that home, that old water mill that turned
right
slow,
on out.
Slow,
out.
You know.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to go home. He was hungry. Miller put in and tried to talk to him. Everything he'd ask me, I said, I don't know. Finally, he says, well, son, what do you know? He says, I know I could eat that meal as fast as it's coming out of that thing. He says, how long could you do that till I starved to death? He said. That was slow grinding, wasn't it?
One little boy.
Another little boy, he didn't know anything. Finally, the miller asked him, he said, well, son, is there anything you do know? He said, yes, sir. I know the miller's got a mighty fat bunch of hogs, but I don't know whose corn this fat on. That was during the toll days when they take toll, you know. You'd go in there and have a bushel of corn while you'd take out so many pounds for his toll, pour him one barrel and grind you the rest of it. Whatever come out was yours.
Anyway, how long?
But we'd grind for toll or we'd grind for money, either one. Didn't make any difference to us.
That was so dry.